Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Breakdown. It's another 60-minute podcast tonight. We are on air from now until 7 p.m. And we are going to focus much of the show on the preview of tonight's NBA draft. And at 7:30, a lot of these players' lives will change forever. And I'm excited for a lot of these youngsters because they're going to get a chance to have their name called. They're going to go to whatever team picks them. And they're going to get a chance to showcase their skills eventually on grander stages. And what makes the draft so grand is you never know what's going to happen tonight. You got the top 14 lottery picks. You have a lot of teams that could make some trades. You never know, especially when you're trying to go after guys by the likes of Kevin Love, when you're trying to improve your roster so you can lure the likes of LeBron James or Carmelo Anthony over to your team. So I expect a lot of teams to really be trying to be extremely busy to make some moves that they feel will be best fit in their organization. And that's what makes the draft so grand. You know, that's what makes it so big, so elite. And I'm looking forward to how these guys are going to react tonight. It's going to be a great event, and the draft tonight will air. After this show is over, tune in to ESPN and check out the preview. The draft itself will officially start at 7:30, and it will go on until at least midnight. It'll be live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And the question remains, who's going to be the number one guy? Is it going to be Andrew Wiggins? Is it going to be Jabari Parker? Could it be Julius Randle? Or could it be somebody else? You never know. And the reason I say that is because a lot of people, including myself last year, were surprised when the Cavaliers took Andrew Wiggins at number one overall. And so far, he's already looking like a monumental bust. But he still has plenty of time to turn around. And this season will be a make or break for him, clearly. And got the coaching carousel that's being changed in Cleveland. You got guys like Kyrie Irving who's been disappointed, talking about wanting out, still trying to get LeBron's attention and lure him back home. So there's a lot riding on the Cleveland Cavaliers organization. So you have to take a lot of these things into consideration. The Cavaliers are going to have the number one overall pick again. And I think there's something wrong with that. I think the system kind of rigged a little bit. I don't understand it, but it is what it is, and you're going to see this team make a pick tonight, which is going to change the foundation of their team. So hopefully they'll make the right pick. I think they might go with Andrew Wiggins. A lot of people have him listed as the number one overall pick, but again, you never know. You never know. But let's be honest, a lot of people thought that Davion Carney was going to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, and he was. So, again, you never know. You never know what's going to happen with these picks when they're made, and that's what makes the draft so exciting. We got that. We got soccer coverage. We're going to update some games for you tonight. I'm not happy with what happened with USA, but I'll get to that later. We got baseball coverage as well, and more. Rocket Sports Breakdown is what we do. Now, before we get into all that, boy, we have a lot of birthdays tonight. First off, happy 40th birthday to Derek Jeter, who is still playing, still trying to set some milestones, still trying to add to his repertoire. He was drafted by the Yankees in 1995. Since then, he has been a 13-time All-Star, 5-time World Series champion, including the MVP in the 2000 World Series. He was the American League Rookie of the Year in 96, 2-time American League Hank Aaron Award winner, 5-time Silver Slugger Award winner, 5-time Gold Glove Award winner, also winning the Roberto Clemente Award in 2009. He's currently 8th on all-time hits list with 3,383. He's 11th on all-time run score list with 1,890, and he's been the New York Yankees captain since 2003. As of this past week, his career numbers are 3,385 hits, 258 career home runs, 1,276 runs batted in, RBIs for short, 350 stolen bases, and he's batting a career .312. And he's still going strong. He's still growing strong. He had a devastating injury just last year, which really put a damper on his ability to return, but he's still playing. And he still enjoys the game, as he should. You know, it's tough to lead the game when, you know, you're playing it for a long time and you love it. However, he did announce on his Facebook page back on February of this year that this season will indeed be his last, regardless if the Yankees make the playoffs or not. I hope they do, and I'm an anti-Yankees guy, but I hope they do because I like to see him go out respectfully. You know, it didn't happen with Chipper Jones last year because of something controversial that happened with the Braves. Actually, it was 2 years ago, I'm sorry. But he never got a chance to really make a run into the postseason, unfortunately. I hope Derek Jeter gets a chance to do that, and I hope he goes out respectfully as a champion, okay, as a champion. But nonetheless, happy birthday to him. He turns 40 today, and good luck to him the rest of the way and to the Yankees organization, regardless of what they do. They're in the midst of a dogfight currently in their division. You got the Baltimore Orioles, Tampa Bay. Boston's been quite a disappointment this year, but that division, it's going to be a dogfight. From what I've seen, it's going to be a dogfight. Also, happy 40th birthday to Jason Kendall, who currently is with he's actually out of the MLB, I should say. He last played for the KC Royals back in 2010. He was drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in 96, played there to 2004, spent some time with Oakland, the Athletics, played 1 year in Chicago with the Cubs, and spent a couple years with the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a three-time All-Star in 96, 98, and 2000. His career numbers were 2,195 hits, 75 home runs, and 744 runs batted in. Yeah, he didn't play a whole lot of years, unfortunately. He also played in two games for the AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals before announcing his retirement July 24th in 2012. Played over in the minor leagues a little bit, but he was a solid player. I will say he was a solid player. I mean, he wasn't a three-time All-Star for nothing, but he was a solid baseball player. And, you know, he's been out of the league for a few years now, and currently, as of today, he has written a book, and that book hasn't necessarily been published just yet. It was published on May of last month. He wrote a book with Lee Judge called Throwback, A Big League Catcher Tells How the Game is Really Played. It's been published recently, and it's out. So get the book. Get it. Check it out. Listen to it. Hear his side of the story based off his career and what he's experienced. But nonetheless, happy 40th birthday to Jason Kendall and many more happy returns. Happy birthday to Michael Vick. Yes, happy birthday to Michael Vick today. And he is now in New York, I should say. He's now in New York. He turns 34 years of age. Played at Virginia Tech. He was the number one overall pick by Atlanta Falcons, who made a trade with the San Diego Chargers. It's one of the biggest trades in NFL history. Chargers ended up selecting LaDainian Tomlinson, and they were happy with that, as it turns out. Michael Vick's time in Atlanta was tumultuous. He didn't play a lot of years there. You could say he was a franchise quarterback for a while, but I don't think he really lived up to career expectations because he didn't deliver them a championship like a lot of people had hoped he would, especially Atlanta Falcons fan. He played there from 2001 to 2006. We all know what went on throughout his time in Atlanta, but just to give you a brief report, he had a situation where he was at New York. He was at actually at an airport where he had marijuana. And he had marijuana alongside his belongings. But that was nothing compared to the dogfighting charges. It was August 2007. He actually pleaded guilty to federal charges after publicly denying in front of cameras to reporters that he was involved in a dogfighting scandal. Unfortunately, he turned himself in, took some time away from the NFL, was suspended, spent some time behind bars. And unfortunately, that was it for him. He goes on to the Philadelphia Eagles in 2009, spent some time there, ends up becoming the starter due to the lack of production from Kevin Cobb. So he goes on and does some nice things in Philadelphia, I have to say, but still didn't quite get them over the hump, unfortunately. Now, he's with the New York Jets. A lot of people are slating him to eventually dethrone Geno Smith to be the starter. I think he's going to end up being the backup unless Geno Smith struggles or gets injured. So the way I see it, I think they brought him in as more of a collection, kind of like an insurance policy in case Geno Smith does get hurt. But you got to push the kid, though, too. And sometimes a move like this can push the kid and motivate him to being better. So that being said, his career numbers rank as, throughout his time in the NFL, as of week 17 of last year, 21,459 pass yards, 128 touchdowns, 84 interceptions, a passer rating of 81, 5,857 rush yards, and 36 touchdowns. He's a four-time Pro Bowler, an AP NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2010 with Philadelphia. Also won the Best NFL ESPY Award Player in 2003. And he's the NFL's all-time leading rusher for quarterbacks with 5,219 rushing yards. And so, happy birthday to him. And I wish him well because I think that what's going to happen with him is I don't know if he's going to start at all this season, but you have to give the guy an opportunity if Geno Smith struggles. Seriously, you have to give him an opportunity. But nonetheless, happy 34th birthday to him and many happy returns. Speaking of Jets quarterbacks, happy birthday to a former Jet quarterback, Chad Pennington, who, to me, he never really lived up to career expectations. He's 38 years old today. He was drafted in 2000. He was the 18th overall pick by the Jets. Played there for 7 years, and then ends up going to Miami. Why? Because of one person and one person only, Brett Favre. Brett Favre ended up only playing one season in New York with the Jets, and they did not even make the playoffs. Why? Because in week 17, the Jets lost to the Miami Dolphins, led by quarterback Chad Pennington, who basically knocked the Jets out of playoff contention. The Jets ended up finishing 9-7 that season, and the Dolphins ended up winning the AFC East. They won the tiebreaker, the divisional tiebreaker over the Patriots. Both teams finished 11-5 that season. And the Dolphins ended up making the playoffs due to the contributions of Chad Pennington, I got to say. Now, Tom Brady was injured in week one that season and missed the rest of the year. And the Patriots ended up finishing 11-5, but they could have done a lot better if Brady had played that entire season. Chad Pennington, though, never really quite lived up to expectations. And what ended up happening was on March 31st, 2011, tried to attempt another comeback. He tore his ACL while playing a game of pickup basketball. He ended up working for Fox Sports as an analyst during that 2011 season. And then the following year in February, he announced that he would retire rather than attempt yet another comeback following his fourth shoulder surgery. His career numbers are 17,820 passing yards, 102 touchdowns, 64 interceptions, with a 90.1 passer rating. He was the Motor City Bowl MVP in 1998 for the University of Marshall. Two-time AP NFL Comeback Player of the Year winner in 2006 and 2008. And he was a 2008 AP NFL MVP nominee. He actually finished in second place behind Peyton Manning. And he's the all-time leader in completion percentage, which to me is pretty impressive. Pretty impressive, I gotta say. But nonetheless, happy birthday to him. He only played 10 years in the league. Suffered a lot of injuries, didn't have a lot of years where he played a full 16-game season. In fact, He only did it twice, and those are the 2 years where he won the Comeback Award winner in 2006 with the Jets and 2008 with Miami. After that, he only played in four total career games. He only played in three in 2009 with Miami and then just one in 2010. Again, he never quite lived up to expectations, but he did some solid things that time, and that was it. That was it for him, unfortunately, but you know how it is. Sometimes these things happen. It happens a lot in the National Football League, nonetheless, but happy birthday to him. He's 38 years old, and best wishes going forward to him in his future endeavors. Like I said, we got a lot of birthdays. So continuing, happy 38th birthday to Fred Taylor, former NFL running back. Spent some time with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Also spent some time, well, most of his time with Jacksonville. Spent some time with New England. He was drafted the number 9th overall pick in 98 out of the University of Florida and went on to become a household player for the team. He was their best rusher for a while, I have to say. His career numbers were 11,695 yards, 2,364 carries, 66 touchdowns, 290 catches for 2,384 receiving yards, and 8 career receiving touchdowns. Basically, his final season with the Jaguars came in 2008. He started the first 13 games of the season before being placed on IR for the first time in his career with a thumb injury. Maurice Jones Drew ends up becoming the guy at the running back position. After his 2008 season ended, he was released by the team in early 2009 after 11 years with the organization, signs a 2-year contract with the Patriots, and plays the first 4 games of the 2009 season, including 1 game he started before suffering an ankle injury. Instead of the Patriots placing Fred Taylor on injury reserve, they actually deactivated him. He returned to the field at the end of the season against the Jaguars, coincidentally. Did not play until the fourth quarter, had 35 yards and 11 carries that season. And then the following year, he didn't play in that many games either. He only played in 7 games. So he only played 13 total games with the Patriots. His best years, by far, were 2003 with the Jaguars, where he ran for over 1,500 rushing yards, the only year that he actually eclipsed that. And so after that, after his retirement, the Jaguars announced that he would become the second player inducted to the private Jaguars, basically the Jaguars version of the Hall of Fame. He's actually the first cousin of NFL wide receiver Santonio Holmes, and currently his son Kelvin is a running back at the University of Florida. Nonetheless, happy 38th birthday to Fred Taylor. He was one of the better running backs to watch for a while. Certainly one of the better all-around backs, a guy that can run the ball, can catch screens, was tough to bring down, very strong guy. Was just a tough runner, one of the better runners of his era. And best wishes for him going forward. Best wishes going for him going forward. Happy birthday to Shannon Sharp, who is 46 years of age today. Best known for his time with the Broncos. Played a couple seasons in Baltimore. Actually had 2 stints with Denver. He's an 8-time Pro Bowler. First-time All-Pro. 4-time first-team All-Pro. 1-time second team All-Pro, 3-time Super Bowl champion, 2 with the Broncos, 1 with the Ravens. He's currently on the 90s All-Decade team, the Broncos' 50th anniversary team, and his 2011 inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. 815 career receptions, 10,060 career receiving yards, and 62 career touchdowns. And he only had 1 season where he played less than 10 games. It was actually the 1999 season. He only played 5 games that year. That was the post-John Elway era, the first season. That was also the season where Terrell Davis got hurt and he was gone for the rest of the season. So not having your two best offensive players at that point hurt the Broncos in their quest to try and at least get back to the playoffs. That didn't happen, but, you know, it is what it is. Finish his career respectfully. He actually became he had been an NFL analyst on CBS, an in-studio analyst. Earlier this year, though, him alongside with Dan Marino were let go of their duties as on-air commentators and were replaced by Tony Gonzalez and, as of today, Bart Scott, another former NFL player. But nonetheless, happy birthday to Shannon Sharp and best wishes to him going forward. We got one more birthday, and this is also another guy who is turning 38 years of age today. Chad Clifton, a former NFL offensive lineman, best known for his time with the Green Bay Packers. That's the only team he played for from 2000 to 2011. He was a two-time Pro Bowler. Played on the Packers Super Bowl team that defeated the Steelers just a few years ago. He played in 164 career games and started 159 of them. He was best known, actually, in the 2002 season where he suffered a pelvic injury after getting a blindside hit from Warren Sapp of Tampa Bay. Because the incident occurred after an interception with Clifton Sharp in the play, Sapp actually got criticism for the action. And at the end, you kind of saw him and Mike Sherman going at it between those two guys. Warren Sapp and Tampa Bay went on to win the Super Bowl that season. But if you watch the footage, and you can find it on YouTube somewhere, you can kind of see Warren Sapp and Mike Sherman jawing back and forth. As a result from that injury, Clifton missed the rest of that season, was hospitalized for almost a week, and really couldn't walk for 5 weeks, pretty much a whole month. A few years later, in 2005, the NFL Competition Committee agreed on new guidelines for unnecessary roughness, making hits like that illegal. So if that hit had happened since, a team would get penalized for it and even fined by it. He actually was cut by the Packers in early 2012 after failing a physical. He's been out of the league since, but he was a key contributor on that Super Bowl team, helping the likes of Aaron Rodgers win his first and so far only career Super Bowl. So that being said, I got to say happy birthday to all these guys. We are approaching the halfway of our show. When we come back, we're going to preview tonight's NBA draft. We're going to talk about it. We got some baseball to update for you, as well as the World Cup. And I got to say, right now, it's been tough to watch soccer a little bit. Yes, it has. It's been extremely tough. But just to update, the soccer real quickly, some of these games that have been taking place right now. All right. As of today, Belgium defeated South Korea 1-0. USA lost to Germany 1-0. Portugal beat Ghana 2-1. And Algeria and Russia finished on a 1-1 tie. I don't quite get the whole tie thing in soccer business, but hey, what do I know? You know, what do I know? But that's pretty much what we got. In the full standings, basically what we have is the team with the best record, and really the team with the most points, I should say. We have Colombia, they have 9 points. Argentina also has 9 points. And Belgium also has 9 points. Belgium is 3-0. Argentina is also 3-0. And Colombia is also 3-0, as well as Netherlands. They're also 3-0 with 9 points as well. So when we come back, we're going to talk some baseball. We got the NBA draft. We're going to preview. We're going to take our first break of the evening. This is the Rocket Sports Breakdown on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back.
My baby. What a lady, girl. you need along, all this your soul, you're so fine. From everything that you wear, your kind of beauty is rare. And I swear you get better looking with every year. I get your sexual peak, your full figure physique. Young girl can't compete, come cook your new something to eat, baby. And since we in the kitchen, girl, let me get that muffin. You look better the older you get.
Picture of
before
and after.
The story gets more pretty every chapter. Getting more attractive.
Aging ain't a factor. The young one that I got, I'm about to leave her. Baby, sitting on the
back
beside my sweetheart.
If I could be your man, girl, you won't want for nothing. You look better the older you get. You really need to let me in your world, girl. What a proud girl. No cougar, you're still a kitten. Working out, girl, shut your mouth, you looking thicker. You know how to hold your liquor. Show me your ID, I get the picture. I propose and those players raise your glass. But my river cup box is in my safety dash. Ladies, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm about to eat that turkey. You look better the older you get. I can't believe what time. They wouldn't believe me.
Breakdown. Just after 6:30, we're taking calls. Anyone who would like to call in and make their predictions as to who will be the number one overall pick, you can call in at 347-327-9586. And just to give an update real quickly, we got some baseball games that are currently in progress. We have a couple. We have one which went final. The Houston Astros defeated the Atlanta Braves by a score of 6-1. The Astros avoided the sweep, even though they're now 12 games under 500, as opposed to the Braves, who are 40-38. Jared Kosar got the win. He's 8-5 of the season against Mike Minor, who is now 2-5 of the season. Matt Dominguez homered deep to left center in the bottom of the fifth inning, which turned out to be a three-run homer to put Houston well up. And in the bottom of the seventh, George Springer homered to deep left center to pretty much put the game away. And the Houston Astros went on to win the game. That homer was Springer's 15th of the season. Dominguez, that was his 11th. Home run of the season. Springer also recorded his 40th RBI of the season. And currently we have one game that's currently in progress. We have the Twins currently losing to the LA Angels 6-1. The Angels are currently 10 games over 500. Right now we have the game is actually the end of the eighth inning, I should say. So they're going into the ninth inning. The Twins, they need to put up some runs, actually. They need to seriously put some runs if they have any hope of trying to come back and win this game. So far, Jarrett Weaver pitched 7 innings. He recorded 6 strikeouts, gave up 8 hits, and only 1 run with a 3.33 ERA. Ricky Nolasco for Minnesota pitched 6 innings, struck out 6, but gave up 11 hits and 6 runs. Now that game is currently going into the 9th inning. The Angels have won the last 2 games, so they're looking to go for the sweep. And it looks like they're going to do it. So the top of the 9th inning has just started, and the Twins are currently 4 games under 500. They're on the verge of being 5 games under 500 at this point. So getting back into the NBA draft, the thing I'm looking for tonight is, okay, you're going to have the Cavaliers. They're going to be the number. They're going to have the number 1 pick. Milwaukee is going to have the number 2 pick. Philadelphia will have the number 3 pick. This is what I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to make a trade, because I don't know if there's going to be a trade within the top 10. I do think there will be a trade within picks maybe 10 through the end of the first round, or maybe picks 11 through the end of the first round. A lot of people have Andrew Wiggins as the number 1 overall pick. Actually, I think he might go to Cleveland, because I think the Cavaliers need somebody of his ability. And the way I say that, because he's a guard, but I think he can play 2 guards. He's 6'8", he's 200 pounds. Cleveland really needs that. They need that shooting guard. And I think they would kind of be crazy to not take him, okay? He only played 1 year in college, and basically the way that it looked was he averaged 17.1 points per game. He shot about 45%, which is actually pretty good for a shooting guard. You know, that's really good for a shooting guard. So I think the Cavaliers probably will take him. I think they should take him, because they need shooting guard play. So far, Anthony Bennett hasn't been the answer, but like I said, he's got an opportunity to turn it around. I think he will. With the right coaching, and I'm kind of anxious to see what this new coach of the Cavaliers is going to do. But that being said, they got the new coach. They brought in Tyronn Lue to be their top assistant. They're going to pay him like the top assistant coach. But there's more to it with the Cavaliers. I think they got to get their acts together. They got to get Kyrie Irving to maintain a positive outlook in terms of playing the game and being more of an essential leader. So that being said, I expect the Cavaliers to take Andrew Wiggins with the number 1 overall pick. Here's where the draft gets a little bit more interesting. You got Jabari Parker, who I think might be the second or third best player on board. If you're Milwaukee, you got a chance to take him, unless Cleveland takes him number 1 overall, because that could happen. Jabari Parker is also a freshman coming out of college. He averaged 18.9 points per game with Duke. Shot 47.5%, which is even better than what Andrew Wiggins did. The Bucks really could use all the help they can get. They need help all across the board. This will be a good step in the direction for them if they take this pick, if they take him. Assuming that Cleveland doesn't take him, or Cleveland doesn't trade the number 1 overall pick. Because again, you never know. You never know what's going to happen with this, you know, with this whole situation. And I think everything after that is going to be very interesting, because I think Andrew Wiggins and Jabari Parker are the 2 best players on board. After that, if you're Philadelphia, what you going to do? Orlando's going to be number 4, Utah number 5, Boston number 6, Lakers at number 7, Sacramento at number 8, Charlotte at number 9. That pick was from the Pistons because the Bobcats made the postseason. They were able to hang on to that pick instead of losing it to Detroit. Philadelphia, they got 2 top 10 picks, but they got a chance to do something. That 10th overall pick came from New Orleans. Denver will be at number 11. Orlando will be at number 12, so they got two picks in the top 15. That was from New York by Denver, so basically it was like a big trade that happened. This was part of the trade that basically went down not too long ago. Minnesota, they're going to have the 13th overall pick. Phoenix will be at number 14. Atlanta will be at number 15. After that, I think we're probably going to see a few trades happen. Chicago has picks 16 and picks 19, so they got a chance to do something. Sandwiched over that, you got Boston at number 17 and Phoenix at number 18. Phoenix, that pick came from Washington. Boston's pick from Brooklyn in the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce blockbuster trade. Chicago, this 16th overall pick is from Charlotte. You got Toronto picking at number 20, OKC at number 21, through Dallas via Houston and the Lakers in a big trade. Memphis will be at number 22, Utah number 23, that pick from Golden State. Charlotte, number 24 from Portland. Houston at number 25, Miami at number 26. Phoenix at number 27 from Indiana. The Clippers at number 28, OKC at 29, and San Antonio will round out the first round at number 30. So we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this upcoming NBA draft and, you know, make our final predictions and look forward to it. We're going to preview it. We got 20 minutes left of airtime, and we're going to take our quick break. This is the Rocket Sports Breakdown here on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back.
I got a fence full of-
Welcome back to the Rocket Sports Breakdown. The time is 6:45. We've got about 15 more minutes left of airtime. We're taking calls still at 347-327-9586. We're previewing the NBA draft. The draft will take place on ESPN. You can switch over to ESPN after this show is over to see it. In the meantime, we still got World Cup coverage among some of the ESPN stations. And it's a good night in sports, though. It really is. Just to follow up real quickly, we do have some baseball games that are going to take place later tonight. We got the Chicago White Sox taking on Toronto. That game will take place at 7 p.m. Also at 7 p.m., we got the Mets and the Pirates and the Marlins and the Phillies. At 8 o'clock, we have Washington and the Chicago Cubs. We have the Rockies going up against the Brewers. The Tigers will continue their assault as they take on the Texas Rangers. And we have later on tonight at 10 p.m., we have St. Louis against the Dodgers. And 10:15 p.m., we have the Cincinnati Reds taking on the San Francisco Giants. We do have some NBA news to pass along. As you all know, LeBron James did inform the Miami Heat that he had opted out of his contract. He will become a free agent. Carmelo Anthony, well, we already knew that from during the regular season that he was going to opt out of his contract and become a free agent. One guy that's staying put with his team, though, is Rudy Gay. He exercised his $19.3 million player option for next season. The team announced yesterday that they have extended a qualifying offer to point guard Isaiah Thomas to make him a restricted free agent. Rudy Gay averaged 20.1 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, and 3.1 assists in 55 games for Sacramento after being acquired in a trade from Toronto. That trade actually benefited the Raptors more. They went on to become a playoff team. Isaiah Thomas averaged 20.3 points per game and 6.3 assists in 72 games last season. He is eligible to sign an offer sheet with another team next month, but the Kings have the right to match any contract. Also, there have been rumors speculating that the Sacramento Kings is looking to make a trade with the Detroit Pistons for the rights to Josh Smith and his exclusive big-time contract. He has 3 years left on his contract, by the way. $58 million, $40 million guaranteed. So basically, that's just a rumor that speculated. We could see that trade go down. There was a trade that involved these two teams earlier this season, the trade rumor, I should say, that was going to send DeMarcus Cousins for Greg Monroe. I would have actually been all right with that, to be honest with you. Speaking of Greg Monroe, he is expected to be a free agent this summer. Pistons will likely keep them, and as a Pistons fan, I hope they do. I hope they keep all three of these guys. I hope they keep both Monroe and Josh Smith. We still have Andre Drummond, who's going to be the focal star of this team. But I also think that at some point, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do as far as playing Josh Smith more on the three or the four. I don't know how that's going to work out, but I do think that this is something that eventually Stan Van Gundy is going to have to figure out. Also, we have more NBA news to pass along. Aaron Aflalo is going back to Denver. The Nuggets have brought him back, acquiring him from the Orlando Magic for point guard Evan Fournier and the number 56 pick in this year's draft. So Aaron Aflalo is going back to Denver. He was there just a few seasons ago, and he's going back. He's going back. He's going back. He did play for the Nuggets 3 seasons for being dealt to Orlando 2 years ago as part of the blockbuster 14 12-player deal that focused mostly on Dwight Howard going from Orlando and ending up in Los Angeles with the Lakers. Now, just to give you a background on Evan Fournier, he is an up-and-coming guard whose minutes increased late in the season after Andre Miller was basically forced out of Denver because of the rocky relationship he had with head coach Brian Shaw. So Andre Miller got dealt to Washington, and Nate Robinson ended up suffering a season-ending knee injury. 28 average, 8.4 points per game, and 1.5 assists last season with the team. 21 years old, he was taken with the 20th overall pick in 2011. The deal was first reported by Yahoo Sports. Denver's looking to shake up their roster a little bit. They're coming off an injury-plagued season where they finished 10 games under 500 on 36-46 in Brian Shaw's first season in change. They lost guys such as J.J. Hickson, JaVale McGee, Nate Robinson, as already announced, Ty Lawson, Wilson Chandler, Anthony Randolph, were in and out of the lineup dealing with injury issues of their own, and Kenneth Faried oftentimes was inconsistent in terms of his game. Now, the Nuggets, like I stated earlier in the show, they had the number 11 overall pick in the draft Thursday night, and they might even be looking to trade up a little bit. They might look to trade within the top 10. So I would not be surprised if something like that happened. But the Nuggets have been looking to shake up their roster in a tough Western Conference. I mean, a very, very tough Western Conference. So this is something that they felt like they needed to do. And it's a step in the right direction because Aaron Aflalo can play. He's been playing a lot better since his Detroit days. He's a better shooter. He's a better defender. He can drive to the basket. Denver should have never let him go, really. I think they suffered once he was dealt in that big blockbuster trade just a couple years ago. He's back now, and I hope he stays there with the team. I'm anxious to see how he's going to look in Brian Shaw's system, because when he was there, that was with George Karl was the head coach, and George Karl was running a different system. He had a few different players on the team as well. Well, we knew that this guy was going to be dealt, and it doesn't surprise me that it happened. Omar Asik was dealt by the Houston Rockets to the New Orleans Pelicans for a protected future first-round draft pick. According to the Associated Press, this news broke down just last night. The Houston Rockets are one of five teams that are trying to enlist themselves in the LeBron James or even the Carmelo Anthony sweepstakes, and they felt like this is the move that they needed to make. Omar Asik, though, I felt like he was going to be dealt during the season after Houston brought over Dwight Howard, because his numbers decreased. He didn't really do much with the team this past season. But here's the thing. You're going to New Orleans. You already got a good, solid front court with Anthony Davis, Ryan Anderson. That's going to be quite a fearful offensive front. And when you're playing in the Western Conference and you got OKC front court, you got San Antonio front court, I seriously feel like New Orleans is going in the right direction. This is a trade that's going to help them rather than hurt them. It's going to make them better. And I think that New Orleans is going to be an upcoming team that in the next few years, if you're in the Western Conference or even in the league, you're going to have to fear them. That's the way I look at it. You already know what Anthony Davis can bring to the table. And now you're going to see, I think, Omar Asik bring a lot more than he did this past season with Houston. So this is a good trade. And again, we're seeing these things happen now to where you're seeing teams trying to assert themselves. You've seen the New York Knicks. They recently made a trade where they sent Tyson Chandler and Raymond Felton to Dallas for a few players where the Knicks, they're basically trying to get under the salary cap because they don't have a lot of money to offer right now. They're trying to keep Carmelo, and they're trying to make him happy. And Phil Jackson is going to do whatever it takes to make that happen as well. So now you got a lot of teams really trying to make some things happen as far as asserting themselves. So a lot of this is breaking down. It's been breaking down within the last 24 to 48 hours, and I expect even more news to happen before this night is over, and not just the NBA draft. There are rumors that many teams may trade their early draft picks, which, again, wouldn't surprise me. So that's something to keep your eye on tonight. So again, even Cleveland could trade that number one overall pick. Philadelphia, they're rumored to possibly be open to trading their number three overall pick Utah's the number 5 overall pick. They may end up trading back. Boston with the number 6 overall pick, and Denver with the number 11 overall pick. So they may be looking to trade up, or they may be looking to trade back. It depends. It depends on what type of offers they get and what they feel is best fit for their organization going forward. So that being said, keep your eyes on everything that's going to be going on. Yours truly will be tuning over to the NBA draft tonight. Like I said at the top of the show, the NBA draft will take place on ESPN right after this show is over in the next few minutes. It'll be a 30-minute draft preview, and then the draft itself will officially go down at 7:30 p.m. So if you're a basketball fan or if you're a sports fan, you might want to turn into this, because tonight we're going to witness history. We're going to see a lot of players' names being called. We're going to see some trades go down, and we're going to see more breaking news break down tonight. I'm anticipating it, so that's something that you definitely want to keep your eyes and ears on the lookout for. As we come to the end of the Rockets Sports Breakdown, I want to take this opportunity and inform everybody that, yes, yours truly will be on the upcoming TV show In the Spotlight, which is a television entertainment show where there's going to be interviews, there's going to be promotions going on, there's going to be sketches, a lot of comedy stuff, a lot of things going on involved in Michigan, locally and even nationally. Yours truly will be a part of the show. I will be conducting interviews. I'm going to be doing sketch comedy. I'm going to be doing a lot of different stuff on the show. So be on the lookout. The first episode will air this upcoming Sunday at 8 p.m. on WABL TV 38, which is a local station in Michigan. Their headquarters is actually in Flint Township, Michigan, which is off of East 15 Mile Road between Gratiot and Harper Road. So be on the lookout for that. Here's to be on the lookout for that, and continue to support this show, support the movement, support yours truly. We getting ready to do some things, and again, I'm looking forward to it. So as we come to the end of the Rocket Sports Breakdown, thank you all for your support. Thank you for listening into the show. You can feel free to switch over to ESPN now, and good luck to your teams that are going to be drafting tonight, especially teams in the first round, especially teams with multiple picks. Good luck to your organizations going forward, and best wishes, best wishes. So this is Rocket signing off. Again, check out In the Spotlight this upcoming Sunday. It got moved from this Saturday to this Sunday. Same time, same station, same peoples. So be on the lookout for that. And again, take care of yourselves, Rocket Nation. Get ready for a power trip. We'll see y'all next time.
Show.